Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. It's a glorious day out there today, Carrie.
Gorgeous.
Gosh, I'm telling you, I think I want to hit the beach today.
We need to talk to Dave and Michael and figure out how we could do this from outside.
Yes,
summer.
Let's do a remote. We got to do that at the beach. Come on now, Shirkston, you know?
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, crazy, crazy week. How was your week, Carrie?
My week was great. Busy. Yeah. And just busy, but good. Everything's good.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I want to know what's going on with you. What is happening at Blast Fitness?
Well,
all this controversy.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, Robbie?
Oh, my gosh. I guess I created a little turmoil. And well, first of all, I just want to say today in the house we have John Camerano, successful, well-known financial advisor who is also a personal life coach, and I'm so excited. So, you know, when we come back from our door sponsors in just a little bit, John will be joining us. So, my gosh, we want to hear from you today. But, yeah, okay, it was a roller coaster of a week. I mean, I can't even tell you. From 2 weeks ago when I started with, you know, doing the video production, the Raw Energy Series video production, it has been at a breakneck pace. And, of course, I resigned, as you know, from Blast Fitness, which is no longer Ballet Total Fitness. And I gave, Carrie, 2 weeks' notice, you know, so that I would give them, you know, some time to you know, fill my spot and what
right.
have you. And got a phone call on Tuesday from the manager saying, you know, we're parting ways today, you know, 5 days early. And I guess I was causing too much turmoil over there.
You didn't even get to teach your last class, right?
I didn't. I didn't get to say goodbye to the members. And, you know, I'll tell you, hundreds of emails, texts, and phone calls from the members, you know, and they weren't happy that that happened. And it's unfortunate, but what are you going to do?
I heard there were instructors from Blast at BAC. Other instructors, right?
I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to comment. All I can tell you is I am teaching starting on Monday at the Buffalo Athletic Club, which I am so excited about because I've gotten so many messages saying, I am there, I'm there. So Monday night, 6:30, is my debut at the Eastern Hills Buffalo Athletic Club. And I can tell you they have been so classy, Carrie. That staff at the Buffalo Athletic Club, all of them, the managers, the marketing people, the owners, the instructors, so many instructors. Father Joe sent me flowers. The instructors are writing on my Facebook page. They have had such class in welcoming me that I already feel like I'm family over there, and I haven't even started. So I just am so grateful to God for that.
That's where I go. It's a great gym. I'm so excited that you're going to be teaching there.
Oh.
And for your first class, you look fabulous. And I always have to comment on your hair.
Well, Mitchell at Morissel Salon fixed me up, you know? I mean, I got to look good for my first class.
The red is just popping. I love it. I love it. It's so bright for summer.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about Mitchell in just a second. But I just want to thank all the members who have reached out to me from Blast and from the BAC, because a lot of people, you know, have reached out to me, and thank the owners and the incredible, you know, staff over there, including the awesome instructors. And I'm so grateful to God for the opportunity. I just feel that it's of God. You know, I feel that I'm just walking into this new chapter of my life, you know, with faith. And, you know, I feel like it's God ordained, and I'm just so, so grateful to God for opening that door, and I'm excited about it. So, hey, we're going to talk more when we get back, and John Camerano's in the studio, so we want to hear from you, 83-5000, 1-800-684-2848. If you have any questions about my move, call in, or you know what, we're going to be talking about how to reach your health and fitness goals, biblically based stuff today, which is going to blow your mind. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You have the ability to improve and change your life. So what's holding you back? You're probably focusing on your habits instead of your thoughts. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life coach. People are attempting to change their actions, yet wisdom tells us be transformed by renewing your mind. Call me today at 716-406-2131 to learn how to biblically achieve life-changing results. The battle is in what you think more than what you do.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And if you're just joining us, we're live in beautiful sunny Buffalo, WDCX Studios. And today, John Camerano joins me, a very well-known financial advisor and, my gosh, an incredible life success coach. And welcome, John. I'm so excited that you are here today. And, you know, your wife is a good friend of mine from the Buffalo Athletic Club, Kathy Camerano. She's also going to be in my upcoming video, so I'm so excited about that. So welcome today. I mean, last couple times you were on, John, I have to say that I got an incredible amount of feedback. People are like, you know what? He has so much information. I could listen to him all day. So thank you for being here today. And, you know, there's people out there that are trying to reach their health and fitness goals, and not just their health and fitness goals, but their life goals. And I know that what you teach is really how to do that and also biblically based. Mm-hmm. So, you know, today I want to really focus on all that information that you have and how to apply it on a practical level.
And that's going to be our conversation today, Robbie. I'm honored to be here. It is a beautiful day. You know, we're sharing a lot of light inside the studio.
Yes.
And what we want to do is we want to share the light of what God says about the trials and the tests that we face. And today we're going to talk about how we're going to pass those trials and tests biblically and practically.
And you know what? We all have trials and tests and tribulations and temptations all around us all the time. And I always, you know, say to my kids, you know, everything in life is a choice. You know, you can either go in this direction or you can go in that direction. You can either go down that path or you can go down the other path. And so, you know, it's something that I think not only will help us as adults, but also help us as children. You know, I finished off my healthy living class at the chapel at Cross Point this week, and my topic was, you know, scriptural strength and perseverance. And I talked about the 9 virtues: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and, of course, self-control. And it takes self-control in all areas of our life to achieve what our plan is, what God's plan is for our lives. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think there's a great confusion that I want to address today, and it's where with the self, when it comes to the self-control thing. A lot of times when you say self, some people will think, well, I'm doing it on my own, then I'm not relying on God. And in reality, it's the exact opposite. There are so many scriptures, and we're going to address a lot of those scriptures today, where we're going to be strengthened by God and by the Holy Spirit in us, and we definitely need to pass that on to our children as far as the legacy goes. And that's the practical usage of scripture in our daily lives that can help people with the two big areas we'll talk about today, is their fitness and their finances, to help them improve each of those areas of their lives.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, most of the people I think that I talk to in my classes, whether it be, you know, at the gym or in my transitions and my healthy eating classes, you know, want to understand and learn how to overcome temptation, how to have self-control, one of the virtues that we were just talking about, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, I guess, you know, there's people out there that need to know how to apply those principles when they're tested. You know, what do you say to them?
Well, you know what? That brings up the perfect point. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to go to James 1, and it's 2 through 6. It's, dear brothers and sisters, when trials come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. With that being said, in verse 12, it says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. So the solution, every single person wants to pass the test, is the PASS acronym. Problems, awareness, and solutions. And we want to identify our problems. Robbie, one of the biggest things that we do is we have the tendency to avoid our problems, neglect our problems, not deal with our problems. And we know that that's not the way to do it, and it's not the biblical way, and things grow. So the second thing we want to do is we in Empowered Mastery teach we don't have problems. We have challenges. And actually, they've done studies that show when somebody is presented with a problem, the chemicals react both in their brain and their body in a negative fashion, where when they're presented with a challenge, an excitement and endorphins kick in. So when there's a challenge, for every challenge, there's an opportunity. We want to find the opportunities in the challenge. Then we want to increase our awareness, and then we want to explore all solutions. And there are biblical, practical ways of doing that.
Wow, I can't wait to hear more about it. I mean, you know, I just look at, you know, the transformation that I've made over the last couple of weeks in this big change in my career after 30 years of Bally Total Fitness. And it's, you know, it was something that I had to seek God for first because, you know, and I wrote on my Facebook page, you know, it's amazing to me all the time. It blows my mind that when, you know, we put God front and center in our life, how he gives us the desires of our heart. And, you know, Carrie, you and I have talked about this so many times because, you know, it's like we don't know what to do on a day-to-day basis, and we do have challenges. And this whole thing with, you know, the switching over for me in my little world of, you know, from going from Bally Total Fitness to the Bone to Blast Fitness, that, you know, it was a challenge for me. But I had to seek God first. I had to just say, okay, Lord, use me. Where do you want to use me? Just use me. I don't even care where I am. I'm just going to show up and give, you know, give my best with the gifts that you gave me, Lord. And I don't care where that is. It could be in someone's garage, for heaven's sakes. I don't even care. And then those doors were opened.
And the beauty is that falls under PASS. You identified the problem. You turned it into a challenge. You found some opportunities in that challenge. Okay. One of the biggest things that we don't do that I find, and you said that people don't know what to do. Well, in Hosea 4:6, it says, without a vision, the people perish. And the Bible also says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So what I propose for all of your listeners is this, whether it be in the main areas, Empowered Mastery has identified 14 areas of life, but to keep it simple and practical for people, there's basically five areas of our life. I'm going to give you my priorities and how I deal with it. The first one is my faith life. The second one is my family life. Then it's my fitness life, my financial life, and my fun life.
Say that again.
It's faith, family, fitness, finance, and fun. And let me just give you an adjustment here. When I was faced with a problem, my wife, in 2004 and 2005, being diagnosed with breast cancer,
yes,
with me having very young children, I actually had faith, family, finance, fitness, and fun. But I would have written any amount of a check to be able to just avoid that problem.
Oh.
But, of course, we went through it. And what you did, again, was as you exploring your solutions was giving it to God.
Yes.
You did that instantaneously. Well, I did the same thing. And after going through that, and now she's fine. She's great. It's been 6 years. She's perfect. The bottom line there is that's when I made the adjustment. Faith, family, fitness, then finances, and then fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I remember that time with Kathy, and praise God.
Amen.
You know, to God be the glory that she is healthy now and actually, you know, teaching at the Buffalo Athletic Club and inspiring so many women. I love that.
Going to run the Buffalo Marathon in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. Dr. Sam Shacken from the Aesthetic Associates Center is coming up next. And, Carrie, I had over 30 people in my transitions class at the Aesthetic Associates Center this week.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. To God be the glory. But, you know, Dr. Shacken and his team over there, you know, they're really focused on wellness, looking great, feeling great, mind, body, soul, spirit, and I love those guys. And so when we come back, we want to hear from you, 883-5000 in Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. John Camerano in the house. Stay with us.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shacken Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shacken specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shacken for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we're back live in sunny Buffalo in the WDCX studios. John Camerano in the house, Carrie's with us, Dave on the board, and we are talking about how to reach your health, fitness, nutrition, and really your life goals today. And John, he has some awesome principles to help you do that. You were just talking about faith, family, fitness, finance, fun, and you know what? Everybody can relate to all of those. It's just, you know, really, I mean, when you think of it, faith, family, fitness, finance, fun. Hello, tell me how I can enrich my life and keep my, you know, God front and center in my life while, you know, improving the quality of my life so that I could live that abundant life, you know, through Christ. It's amazing. I mean, I love the stuff that you're talking about. So, John, when someone comes to you and they say, you know what, I need help, I am spiraling downward, or I'm doing well, but I don't know if I'm focused on the right thing, you know, what do you tell them?
Well, the key is usually people are doing well in areas of their life, but what they're doing is, again, they're avoiding the areas that they might be struggling with because they're working on their strengths.
Yes.
So just like you teach people exercises for their body, we teach people what we call mind-muscle exercises.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, I knew you would like that. Mind-muscle exercises. So here's a practical thing that I would have people look at. In any area that you're struggling, whether it be the faith, the family, the fitness, the finance, the fun, here's a question. What is holding you back from improving that particular area of your life? Write it down. Okay, clearly the scripture tells us, write the vision and make it plain so those who read it can run with it. So write down, that is your paralyzing paradigm. I'll give you two examples for me. I'm going to be 53 years old, so I miss that whole, you know, I've got the iPhone working on the iPad and all that good stuff. But see, my girls teach me, my 16 and 12-year-old Sean and Sheree are teaching me this stuff all the time. But so for me, it was like, technology, that's not my thing. And then also when I needed knee surgery, it was like, well, I can't exercise like I want to. So my coach had me write that down. I can't exercise like I would like to because of my knee. So we turn that into a power paradigm. And the greatest name, in my opinion, that God ever gave himself was, I am that I am. That's the first name he ever gave himself to with Moses in the Old Testament.
Wow.
And the two most powerful words are, I am. Jesus referenced himself numerous times, I am. And with that, those are the most powerful words because whatever you put after that is going to shape your reality. So I started putting things like, I am grateful and I'm happy, and I put 5 pounds less than I was. At the time, I was 201. So I said, I'm grateful and I'm happy, I'm 195. And my subconscious mind started to absorb that. And then when I lost some weight, I went to 190 and then 185. And right now, I'm 178. When I wake up every day, I say, I'm grateful and I'm happy, I'm 175 pounds.
Wow.
And I changed some things, too, also, where it was, I got rid of the negatives. So when a person writes down whatever they're struggling with and what's holding them back, I can't find the time to exercise like I would like to, is what I said. I just took out the T, and I just continued to say to myself regularly, I can find the time to exercise like I would like to. And then actually I adjusted that because when it resonated with my mind, I turned it into, I make the time to enjoy exercise like I want to. And I just repeatedly said that to myself, and all of a sudden I was pushing away the sweets, pushing away the treats, being a little longer on the treadmill, even saying to myself, I'm going to do the treadmill for 10 minutes. That's all I have time for. And when I did that, I felt better. And the next day it was 20 minutes. And the next day it was 30 minutes. This really works with the mind. And I firmly believe it's the way God wants us to manage our lifestyle.
Right, because we have to walk by faith. And,
absolutely.
You know, and I, while you're talking, I'm thinking about, again, going back to when Brett Larson asked me to have my own show. And it was like, you know, that's not something that I did before. I've been on radio, but I didn't have my own show. And I had to actually visualize myself and say, I am a radio talk show host. I am a BAC instructor. I am whatever. I mean, I didn't say that because I didn't consciously say I am, but I think what you're saying is what I did in my head. I just,
absolutely.
I kind of visualized it before I did it.
Well, what happened, Robbie, is if you already had that ground in you, all right? So your default was instantaneously going to scripture. So here's a few scriptures I want to talk about because, again, our acronym today is PASS. Every single person wants to pass the test and the trial. So P is identify the problem, turn it into a challenge, and look for the opportunities. A is awareness. Increase our awareness. So see things from a spiritual and godly perspective instead of a closed-minded or worldly view. We're looking at ourselves. Well, I can't do that. I've never done that before.
Yes.
I've always done it this way. Mm-hmm. So learn new ways to handle things. Grow by reading and studying. Getting an accountability partner is a huge... Right?
Yes. Well, in transitions, that's what it's all about, accountability. Yeah.
So let me give you some scriptures on awareness, and that's really what I want to focus on. Some people, again, will say, well, this is, whenever they hear things and they think, well, it's self instead of relying on. And my life scripture is Galatians 2:20. You know, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's never self. It's always him.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, and you referred to it, I am walking by faith and not by sight. So what I've actually done, and any of your listeners who want to do this, just email me at jcamerano@empoweredmastery.com. I will email them my I am scriptures. A pastor gave me about 5 or 6 scriptures about 20-some years ago, and all he did was say I personalized them. So the Bible says, 2 Corinthians, walk by faith and not by sight. Okay, now that's a command, actually.
Yes.
So he put I am in front of it. So we said, I am walking by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. And you're calling the God, the Holy Spirit within you, to help you in this area. And then I am casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5. A lot of our tests and trials come from that. And then the whole book, You Have Infinite Power, the whole program is based on Romans 12:2. We have the transformation doctrine. And T is for thought. We've covered that. R is for replacing emotional scars. We covered that. A is awareness. And it's I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Why? We all want this, Robbie. Mm-hmm. To prove the perfect will of God.
Of course, and live his will.
Absolutely. And then, of course, I love Ephesians 6:10. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
I love it. I love it. And I have a couple, you know, John 5:14 through 15. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. And if we ask anything according to his will, yes, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions and that we have asked, that we have asked of him. So basically, you know, we have not because we've asked not, right?
Exactly.
We just have to ask him specifically. And really, you know, whatever it is, just, you know, say the last thing is basically whatever your will is, Lord. You know, not my will be done, but your will be done. And whatever that is, we will be able to, his will for our life is what he wants for us. So he's basically giving it to us, but we have to ask and we have to walk by faith.
I want to add something here. I remember speaking with John back in January, I think it was, and he showed me the I ams, and we talked about power paradigms. And one thing that I changed, well, one thing I told you about was that I wanted to be a morning person. I'm not a morning. I'm not. I mean, I am notorious for being very late in the morning. I mean, I'll wake up. If I have to get up for church, for choir, whatever, at 6 a.m., I have about 7 alarm clocks going off because I'm afraid that I'm not going to get up.
Yeah.
But one thing that I can legitimately say, I have changed that part of my life where I enjoy the morning, but I'm getting up. I'm getting up at a certain time. I've trained myself because I said I can.
Right.
I can wake up early and I can get to work on time and I can be here on time. I'm not going to be late. I could do these things. And it was specific. I will wake up every morning at 7 a.m., no matter what I do.
Right.
And I can honestly sit here and say that that pattern has changed in my life since January. Well, and I'm sure the people who I work with can agree with that.
Yeah, I've seen that transformation in you. And it's you know, it's not by our own flesh,
no,
by our own will. You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We know that, and that's, you know, my motto.
But, and that's fantastic. But the thing is this, you know, Thomas Edison said it. He said, and Thomas Edison is like the poster child for persistence and in our transformation and never give up. Bottom line is he had a paradigm shift in his mind. When they asked him, you know, how did you feel after failing 10,000 times to create the incandescent light bulb? He said, I never failed once. I found 10,000 ways not to do it. And his quote is this: most of life's failures have no idea how close they were to success before they gave up. There's a gentleman named R.U. Darby. It's a long story, but it's basically him and his uncle way back in the days of the gold rush. They found a mine with some gold in it, and they basically sold everything they had. They hid it. It was great. They figured a couple of more days, and they were going to be able to pay off all the debts and break through into some profits. And all of a sudden, the vein ran dry, completely dry. And they dig, and they dig, and they kept on digging. And finally, they gave up, and they sold it to a junk man who called in an expert engineer, and he said they didn't understand about fault lines. They quit 3 feet from the greatest gold rush that made the junk man a multi-millionaire. Yep, just quit a little too soon.
Wow, that is wild. It's wild. I love Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God. You know, I have to say, we talked last week that, you know, we were selling our house. We had 3 bids on our house. Someone bid over our asking price. And we found the perfect house, and it's like, you know what? Was I praying, you know, specifically for this or that? I was not. Whatever God's will was for that to happen, that's all I asked for. But I let my request be known, and I just said, Lord, whatever your will is for my life. And he's, obviously, it's all God ordained and orchestrated by him, you know. It's just, it's amazing when we keep him front and center. Don't forget, those of you that are listening out there, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. John, you have some giveaways that people who call in now for this last half hour will be able to will put their name in a hat, and what will they receive?
I've got from a company that I've hooked up with these great motto. It's, you know, today I can do anything,
which
of course is on Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ's strength in me. So anyway, here's my gift to you, Robbie.
Aww.
This shirt, today I can do anything, is for you.
Aww.
So the giveaways will be, I have a
Thank
pen.
Thank you. It's, I love it.
Today I can do anything pen. We're all wearing our today I can do anything bracelets.
Yes.
I'll be giving that away. And then a copy of my book, Sowing Seeds of Wealth.
I love it. Thank you so much. So anyone who calls in for the next half hour, you'll be, your name will be put in a hat, and you'll get John's book and a couple other treats at 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000. Stick with us, because John Camerano is in the house.
You have the ability to improve and change your life. So what's holding you back? You're probably focusing on your habits instead of your thoughts. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life coach. People are attempting to change their actions, yet wisdom tells us, be transformed by renewing your mind. Call me today at 716-406-2131 to learn how to biblically achieve life-changing results. The battle is in what you think more than what you do.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me, because I go to Morisel Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisel Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services, from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You come home from a long day, and the last thing you want is to spend time making meals. But we know how important it is to be prepared. There's a way to save time and eat healthy. It's Chef Bink's Seasons Healthy Meal System. You get fresh, never frozen meals prepared and delivered right to your home. The meals change daily, keeping your healthy lifestyle tasty and different. It's like having your own personal chef. Go to chefbinks.com and let them know you heard it on The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
We're live in the WDCX studios, and we were just talking about Chef Binks. You know, this week while we were showing our house, thank God for Chef Binks and his wife who delivered food at our house. It was incredible.
It was delicious?
It was delicious. And, you know, it was so easy because it's all prepackaged and fresh and healthy. And I couldn't cook because, you know, we're showing our house and everybody comes at dinner time. So it's like we could just, you know, grab a dish. Oh, my gosh. Great stuff. I love it, love it, love it. So John Camerano in the house. He's talking about practical ways to be successful in your life, biblically based practical ways. And you can call in and win one of his books or some. He's got some goodies here. 83-5000, 1-800-684-2848. We have less than 30 minutes to go. We've been talking about family, faith. Well, wait. Faith, family, fitness, finance, and fun. And, John, you mentioned exercise, mind muscle exercise. I think I'm going to have that be my next class, okay? Mind muscle exercise. I love it. Tell me about that.
Well, I'll give you an example again, because the two big things, again, you're in the area of fitness, I'm in the area of finance. And again, scripturally based, okay, the Bible says in Psalm 1:3, I am like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Everything I do prospers. And in 3 John 2, it says, I am prosperous and in good health because my soul prospers. In reality, the soul is the swing vote, okay? We have our flesh, Mm-hmm. And our flesh is never going to line up with the Word of God.
That's lazy.
Right. It's never going to be saved. It's lazy. It doesn't have a lot of desire, that sort of thing. So we have to overcome it. Our spirit, of course, because of Jesus regenerated, is perfect and always perfect. So basically, you've got one vote flesh, right? You have one vote spirit. Your soul is the swing vote. Okay, your soul is hooked up with your emotions and your thoughts. Mm-hmm. So when the soul is lined up with the Word of God, it lines up with the Spirit. And we walk the biblical path, which is going to lead us to success in faith, family, finance, fitness, and fun. When the soul is thinking the wrong things, remember our first show, our mind is thinking 60,000 thoughts a day. That's tough to navigate. So with 60,000 thoughts a day coming in, you said the power to choose. A major motto for Empowered Mastery is, in the fact, you have the ability to choose your thoughts. It's the greatest God-given ability that we have to choose to accept Jesus or not to accept Jesus. God gives us that free will.
Right, exactly.
I love, and you alluded to this with the house, God, it's in your hands. One of the greatest books ever written was Experiencing God by Charles Spurgeon. Mm. And what he says is we're all asking ourselves the wrong question. What we're asking on a regular basis is, God, what is your will for our life?
Yes.
And he says, get rid of those last few words. Instead of what is your will for our life, just ask God, what is your will?
Mm.
And then line up with that.
Wow.
Okay. And there's a big thing right now with Francis Chan and Crazy Love going on right now about people that are lining up with God's will. And I am being made perfect in every good work to do God's will is what it says in Hebrews 13:21. So the mind muscle exercises could be as simple as with our S in past, explore all solutions. So renew your imagination. I stopped dreaming. I've stopped thinking. I achieved a certain level of success in my life, and I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't using my imagination anymore. And actually, in my coaching program, and they said to me, if you could do anything, what would you want to do? I said, well, I'm already doing it. I love absolutely. He said, but anything. I said, I want to do what you guys do. Uh-huh. And the amazing thing is 1 month later, they said to me, we want you to coach with us.
Wow.
And now that was God ordained completely.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I remember, I'm talking about like the early 80s when I went to the first ever Aerobics and Fitness Association certification. There was never, you know, group exercise or aerobic certification prior to that. And the first one was in New York City. And I went there with my mom and we were sitting in this big university, and it was a, you know, fitness certification, and I wanted to be an instructor. And I sat there, I remember clearly sitting in this auditorium with thousands of other, you know, wannabe instructors and saying, not only can I be an instructor, but I can teach others how to be an instructor. Now, I hardly had any background then. I just started teaching and I really didn't know anything. But I looked at the instructors that were teaching the certification and I said, I want to be one of those instructors teaching the certification. I came home. I created my own instructor certification program called Raw Energy Certification. And I trained. In fact, I've been hearing from so many of the Buffalo Athletic Club instructors saying to me, I took your first training. I took your trainings way back when and blah, blah, blah. April Kranz said that to me. Oh, my gosh. And so, you know, it was awesome. But you know what? My mother instilled in my head way back then that I could do all things through Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. she said, Robbie, the sky's the limit, you know, through God. And I knew that I could do it. We have a call, John. We're going to go to the phones.
Okay.
And once again, if you want to call in, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. And we have Brenda Alacy on the call. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Robbie and John. I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh, I'm so glad you're listening. And Brenda is a Buffalo News reporter, and she's also on a sister station, and we do the Raw Truth together. So how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I want you to know I'm listening as I'm eating steel-cut oats with chia seeds.
Yay! Good girl. You're looking amazing, and I want to see you Buffalo at the Buffalo Athletic Club Monday night, by the way, 6:34, Raw Energy Kickboxing.
If you're teaching, I'm there, Robbie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I do have a question for John, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, you know, I really I take what you say in all seriousness. I think, you know, your story about your wife was so heartfelt and touching, and I'm happy to hear she's doing well. But I have a question for you. My husband's going through a rough time at work, and my husband is a wonderful, moral, terrific guy. I could not be luckier to have him in my life. but he's not a particularly religious person. So I'm wondering if you can give me some advice about a really tough situation he's in at work where things are happening that are pretty unseemly, and he's trying to navigate through that whole thing. I don't know if you can give me something that's, you know, that I can share with him that isn't particularly blatantly religious, if that makes any sense.
No, I understand, Brenda. And, you know, empowered mastery is, although it's based biblically, okay, we deal with the secular world on a regular basis. A lot of Christians, many Christians, as a matter of fact, we're doing a group here this Wednesday in Buffalo, and that's going to go on for the next few months, full up. Probably 90% of them are Christians, but it really is, you know, for the secular world, because we want to share the light. So,
yeah.
So it's perfect that you set up the mind muscle exercise question for me there, which is what we were going to go into, and it's this: your husband is being faced with a problem. We want to turn that into a challenge and look for the opportunities. So Robbie kind of gave an example, and she said she sat underneath the teaching and said, "I want to do that." Okay, that's exactly what I said with the coaching. I want to do that. So what? One of the things that your husband can do is to say, okay, I have a challenge here, whatever it happens to be, and I'm going to look at all the opportunities that are in this challenge. Then I want to increase my awareness of how I can deal with this and explore all the solutions. So the question I would ask is this: what is he saying to himself right now? He might be saying things to himself like, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. You know, I've never done this before, things like that. So a confidence factor that's really important. We want him to come up with some mind muscle exercise power paradigms with the I ams. Okay? Things like, you know, I am experienced in this field working here for the last 20 years. I am capable to address any challenges that come my way. And attacking it with a positive attitude, he's going to find some of the creativity, and all of a sudden, like Robbie had said, all of a sudden she's writing a book, and it's raw energy, and it came from somewhere. That's within us. It's within all of us. We just need to pull it out. But if we
the difference, though, John, excuse me, Robbie could do that on her own and turn that into something, but he's working within a structure where he's, I think, feeling almost helpless, and there are things that are going on that are completely wrong, and yet there's nothing. He reached out, tried to do something, and it's not going anywhere. And I think that's where this feeling of futility comes in.
Sure, and that's understandable. So if he can't find a way to address the situation within the company he's with, he has to make a decision: do I want to stay here? Okay, I mean, that's another possible solution,
right,
that he finds. Now, security, there's a thing called the screen of logic, and the screen of logic is what holds us back. It's a part of our ego. And the thing is that he may be too enamored with the security that's in his position, the fact that he's got longevity there and experience. But if he's not happy in that situation, and that was a situation I had in the corporate world where I worked someplace for 6 years, and it was great, but I knew I was supposed to be in finance as a financial advisor. It was very uncomfortable for me to make that move. So the first thing is this: is there anything that can be done to correct the situation at his current place of employment? If the answer is no, then in reality, that kind of answers the question, he needs to look for something else, or he has to work as honestly, with as much integrity, and deal with the situation while he's going through it until he finds something else. Does that make sense?
That's where he's at right now.
Okay, so what he needs to do is that would be mind muscle exercises to build his confidence. You know, I am capable in my field. I have great experience in my field. I am valuable to any corporation that I work for. You know, I am looking for a corporation that's going to deal in integrity. Those sort of things that he needs to keep saying to himself. And what will happen is this: the reason Robbie and myself can come up with things, okay, whether we're on our own or not, is because it's already within us. It's within all of us. It's a matter of pulling it out of ourselves. And I've had this situation similar to what you're saying with a lot of my previous coaching clients, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a new position like the BAC pops up out of nowhere.
Right, right. So, John, can he attend a seminar or something like that to get more information? Is there
the best thing for him to do if you have any interest in that is email me at jcamarano@empoweredmastery.com, and anybody who wants to, and you can look at the website, the www.empoweredmastery.com. Anybody who clicks into that, we will send 5 free videos with a great deal of information that people have found useful. But for him, I would be happy to do a complimentary coaching call, because we're not going to have another program going. They go about 60 to 90 days, and so we're not going to have one for the fall. But Brenda, feel free to have him contact me, and I would definitely do a couple of complimentary coaching calls with him just to kind of navigate through this and see where it goes.
I really appreciate that, John. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for calling in, Brenda.
Thanks, Robbie. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Good stuff, John. Hey, so listen, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. We only have 15 minutes left of the show. Once again, if you call in, your name will be put in a hat. You can win one of John's books and some other goodies. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. The Raw Truth. We'll be right back.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, in the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Learn more about Robbie, as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
We're live in the WDCX studios with John Camerano in the house and talking about practical ways to break through whatever or whoever is holding you back. Right, John? Because sometimes it's whatever, sometimes it's whoever. So many of us can't seem to break through, and you're giving some very, very practical tips, you know, really on a biblically based level, on how to really break through. I love, you know, be still and know that I'm God, Psalm 46:10. You know, when all else fails, be still and give it to God. I mean, a phenomenal words from Joel Osteen. Don't put a question mark where God puts a period. Time to let go, let God, right?
Absolutely. And, the person that's holding us back most of the time
ourselves.
Is ourselves. Absolutely.
Get out of your way, will
right.
ya?
That's right. And I believe God, to a certain degree, is feeling the same way. He's saying, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I made you perfectly to be able to be the person that I made you to be. There's an unbelievable book, The Science of Getting Rich, and it was written by Wallace Wattles like 80 years ago, a wonderful Christian man. And he talks about one of the problems that we have is we live in a competitive sense instead of a creative sense. The competitive is from the world. We were comparing ourselves to other people. You know, and I know this happens on a regular basis. Somebody comes in, and they see Robbie up on stage, and they're newer to your class, mm-hmm. and maybe they're not in the kind of shape that you're in, because you've been doing this for 30 or 40 type years.
Mm-hmm.
So they compare themselves with you.
Not 40, John.
Okay,
don't make me that old.
You started when you were 8, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're comparing themselves to something that's out there, and that's the keeping up with the Joneses, when the only person we should compare ourselves to is what is the best I can be today.
Right.
An example that I do that with my children. My children sometimes, because you know they do well, they're good students in school. I just ask them this: are you doing your best? Even if they didn't get a good grade maybe on a test, I'll say, did you do your best? Sometimes they say, yes, it was a very difficult test. Sometimes they'll say, well, no, Daddy, you know, I didn't really do my best in this particular area. It's like, okay, we know the solution then. Study harder, work harder, be better prepared. So the mind muscle exercise, a couple of examples. Let me give one on finances that I do with a bunch of Christian people. Because in reality, I just, you know, the Bible talks about us prospering. Of course, that doesn't mean we're supposed to be rich. This isn't the name it and claim type of a thing, but we should definitely be able to meet all of our needs and then be tithing and be able to give love offerings to places that have certain absolute needs, the widows, the orphans, and the needy. So in finances, I have a practical application. It's called the MAP. It's a monthly allocation program, and it is not a budget. It's actually a spending program. So when I say that to my clients, they like that a lot. Okay, they don't want to deal with budgets, but they want to deal with a spending program. How does a person know how much money they can spend on a monthly basis if they haven't written the vision and made it plain? Any one of your listeners who's hearing this, who again wants to email me at jcamerano@empoweredmastery.com and says, please send me the map, I'll be happy to do that. And it's really just a program that they can sit down and write out their vision and make it plain. And it's really simple, because a lot of people, when they do it, they see that they're spending more money than they're making. Well, common sense says, that's bankruptcy. You can't keep doing that. And when they fill this out and they see it, it becomes evident. They see the problem. They become aware of it. And now they're going to do the solutions. I can't keep spending this. Most of the time, an example, somebody that I know who sat down with me and did this, $1,700 a month they could not account for. Now, they had about $10,000 in credit card debt. Wow. I said, you know what? If you get serious, we're talking 5 months. We're talking 150 days. You could be 100% debt-free.
Wow.
They were so excited. They were so motivated. They made the commitment to do that with me. And what happened was is they actually got a bigger tax return than they thought.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? And then they got the escrow something back. And it looks like about 3 months, they're going to be 100% debt-free. Is that God or what?
That is all God. Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
And that's Psalm 1:3. I am like a tree planted by rivers of living water. Everything I do prospers. Now, do is the key word. Everything I do prospers. We've got our part that we have to play and do it, and we need to use wisdom. So a power paradigm that I've taught many of my clients is to regularly say to themselves, and again, we feed our body 3 meals a day. Okay, we should be feeding ourselves, and it's so easy. It takes a couple of minutes. We should all be drinking more water. So I say my paradigm, power paradigms, when I'm taking, you know, about 8 ounces of water and just drinking it down about every hour. And I tell people, I am managing my finances diligently and properly. Because most people are saying the exact opposite. They're saying, you know, I can't handle my finances. I don't balance my checkbook. Guess what? If you say that to yourself, that's what you're going to get. So the two scriptures I give, the scripture I give people is this. Start with Psalm 1:3. I am like a tree planted by rivers of living waters. Everything I do prospers. I am managing my finances diligently and properly. You will watch the effect that that will have when God shows up in your life.
And as you think, so you become. So you manifest, so you create, so you attract. I've been saying that for years and years and years. I don't even remember where I heard it from, but you know. And I think of Jeremiah 29:11, you know. I mean, oh my gosh, so awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff.
So let's switch gears to fitness here.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready to work out. Let's
right,
go.
So 3 John 2 says, I am prosperous and in good health because my soul prospers. So when it comes to fitness, okay, what I did, I wrote out a power paradigm. It was, I'm grateful and happy. I am able to exercise 3 times a week. Now I'm exercising about 6 times a week. I did my 20 miles on my bike before I got here this morning. But the point is, I'm feeding myself that. I am grateful and I am happy. It's really powerful that to bring God into that gratefulness. I have 2 good arms, 2 good legs. I'm capable. I'm able. Yeah. God has made me strong. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
So I'm thankful that he's given me the ability to do what? To take care of his temple.
Right, exactly.
So I'm regularly saying to myself, I'm grateful and happy, I'm 175 pounds, I'm 178. But by saying I'm grateful and I'm happy, I'm 175 pounds, took my family, you know, we all went out, did the L.A. thing, saw some pastors that we knew in Catalina Island. 8 days of being out there, having all kinds of fun, I gained 1 pound. Had tons of fun, wasn't able to exercise like I wanted to, because every day I kept saying, I'm grateful and I'm happy, I'm 175 pounds. Right. So my mind is making sure that, did I have an ice cream cone? I sure did. I love ice cream. love ice cream. So I had, but I got a small. I didn't get the real big, huge type of a thing.
Truth be told.
Another thing I say to myself is, I'm enjoying the benefits exercise brings to my temple.
Uh-huh.
I am prosperous and in good health because my soul prospers. So what's a practical thing we could do? Well, just sit down and write out a mini plan. Zig Ziglar, one of the greatest motivational speakers of all time, when he was going to be a motivational speaker, he weighed something like 178 pounds. He was about 30 pounds overweight. He said, well, I can't do this. So he said, he wrote it out. He said what he was going to do. And one of the things he did, I'm going to run around the block once. That's all he did, was run around the block once. And every day he added a mailbox. And he lost the 30 pounds. He became a runner. He would run 3-4 miles. Wow. It started with running around his small little block and adding one mailbox. That's the compound effect.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's all your thought process. And really, you know, I always say at the end of each of my classes, for the past 30 years, I've been saying, we are so incredibly blessed to be healthy and safe enough to come in here and do this, because so many people can't walk through that front door. And, you know, just that. Having that mindset that we're exercising because we have the will to exercise, we have the health to exercise, not, oh gosh, I gotta exercise. You know, we're able to exercise, not we have to exercise. And I think that's what you're talking about. I mean, it's changing your thought process and using the strength that we get from God to do anything. We can do anything. So nothing can hold us back unless we allow our flesh and, you know, all the temptations out of there to get in the way. I mean, John, I know how busy you are. I know how busy I am. I know how busy so many people out there are who say they don't have time to exercise. But as I always say, you can spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of pain treating disease, or you can spend a little time, a little money preventing disease, exercising and eating right. I mean, it's awesome. Good stuff. You know, we only have a few minutes left, and John, your stuff is awesome. We just have to have you back, and I'm so grateful for, you know, you taking the time to come in here today, and we got a lot more that we want to go over, you know, coming down the road when you're back again very shortly in just a couple of weeks. So, you know, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
And with that, you know, I changed something is simple in my mind. I used to actually write in my planner, work out. But the bottom line is, after a long day, I didn't want to think about working, and I wanted to be in. I don't want to be out there. So I changed it to, you know, I enjoy exercise.
Yeah.
So I changed my mind. James Allen, who wrote the book, you know, As a Man Thinketh, said, your thoughts have brought you to where you are today, and your thoughts will take you to where you will be in the future. So if we change the way we think about things, one more mailbox. How simple is that? How easy is it to do that?
Love it.
But we need to start. Write it out, make the vision plain, and then start. That is a key. And it's what you say to yourself. I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm enjoying. I'm focused. I'm strong. I'm powerful. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That stuff just flows for me and my clients, and they're different people now in as easily as 60 to 90 days.
Amen. I sent an email out to all the Bally members, and I said, you know, over the last 30 years, it hasn't been work for me. We haven't been working out. It's been a party with my friends every morning and every evening. I don't want to cry. But I am starting at the BAC Monday night, and we're going to have a party again there at 6:30 Eastern Hills. Be there. I want to thank Dr. Ortman Nabi, Dr. Sam Shacken and the Aesthetic Associates Center, Marcel Salon Mitchell and his staff there, Chef Binks, Integrity Auto, John Camerano, personal life coach, and of course WDCX, BAC, redeem your free pass before the 13th. Go on my website, robbieraw.com, and everyone out there can get 2 weeks free. BAC has never done this before, Carrie. This is 2 weeks free at the Buffalo Athletic Club. You redeem your pass by the 13th. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit has directed us, commanded us to have self-control. We will see you guys next week with the Raw Truth. Keep it clean, and we'll be back.
Oh.